has to be mevatel her chumras for yokulus.
What about the other way around?
The same thing applies. It doesn't say in the ksuba exactly like that, but that's how the halach is. Unless the thank you notes they send out are signed with her maiden name, then you know you're in trouble. Okay. Okay. You people all right on this thing? I want to get to Yud Aleph. Anything here that needs? Run to the Mechaber. Make sure you're comfortable. You have no problems here. Okay. Yeah. Just follow me along here. The Yom Shepasim Eligos Vedas Atma Gimel. Komo Tilbosh Holo Kabodiklo, Shembo Kesem, Velayla Tosim Sadidim Abdukim Mixomim, Yom Amocha Tassel, this for Shivaniki. Mina Koshahu, I Sheep for Sekas, Vitala, Shetirkas, Lavesh, and Bonin, Omna Malahotso, Rak Paner, Shomata, Dai Betach, the Hain Ogin and the Shanos. Al b'shas hadchak ha'isha olechet v'derech, ein la begodim, tucha lizwa adikiyim, rak shacholot noki yubodot nidam. In other words, halacha here is, she has to subject herself to a circumstance that will be enabled to detect a kesem, enabled to detect whether it's a tipas dam. That's it. Therefore, the test for the levon. Even though she has already a chazoki that she's no longer roedam because she made a bdik of hefsikara. Alpha pikein, there is empiric reality that women think they're finished, and maybe the following day they still see a little dam. Therefore, they wanted the levisha slavonim. B'chol yom izayin snuei esfira zichelios b'deket atile po amayim b'chol yom. But when the vodka b'chol hashur ela pam achas lo shna vodka b'yom rishon shel shivo o b'yom hashvi o b'echem yom soim me'achas she vodka b'yom shel koidem hashvi motzot horo olulo abol when the vodka b'chol hazayin yom hashvi ni vodka motzot horo ein lo ela yom ches bilvad. Umashlemes Olo. Yeshomrim, Shetzicha lived, Stivdog, Yamrisho, Meshiva, or Yamashvi,
Vein lahakir. And that's how we paskin, of course. Now, what does he mean? In lo vodka b'chol hazayin. She had a hefzik tava, there may no b'dikis, right? Ubiyom hashmini vodka. I understand. So there was no count of Shiva, right? So she starts counting now. Yom HaShmini is one, Yom HaChi is two, etc. What's the other one? And if you with Botka B'Amsoyan? Oh, she was Bodeg B'Echad Me'Amsoyan. Lo Shna Botka B'Yom Rishon Shiva. Oh, B'Echad Me'Amsoyan. She was Bodeg on day three, right? Me'achad Shabotka B'Yom Shekoyed HaMashvi Yomotze Torah Ololoh. Why? How do you understand that? No.
I wanted to catch something here, I don't remember. I underlined it. Pick up the bits of tshuva above. Okay. And I'm just about to underline that one. I am the dog of Mahova Shekosav Apilu Lobotka Biyom Rishon Lobotka Be'echa Miyom Mamtsoen Begam Biyom Shvi Gam Asmag Mode Sholola Bavad Shakol Pochos Biyom Sheposko Vodka Veshi Tifso Gitaro Ansha. Now what's the problem here? If you have the way the halacha is, the concept, the sofrolo, she must have a count. The count has to be 1 and 7. It must have Yom Kishin, Yom Shvi. That's why we pass in that way. But what is the advantage here? She was bodig Yom Shvi. She had a hefsek tara. Then she was bodig Yom Shvi. If you accept my shver held that of nipples of the detail will move double on the hefsek tara that counts for Yom Kishin, there was a Yom Kishin. I mean, that's what he means. He just said so. That can't be what. They had a concept after the Heshit Tava, right? There's a period of time called Shiva Shomim. Those Shiva Shomim are days in which a woman required a bidika. Therefore, no chilik, whether you make bidika on Yom Nishon or Yom Shlishi, as long as you made a bidika during that 7th period of time when it is dangerous. When there's a high incidence of women being lowered down during that time, that's okay. The rationale is partial. We know she's not shofars down during Shiva. But then, the tifas down to Chargo. So if I make a bdika on the first day, the second day, the third day, in the morning and the evening, that guaranteed only you should have a bokdoku for 7 days. Then you can be sure that there's no down came out. So what the hell? You need to go with statistical probability, sampling. That might not be how you sample. I sample once the first day, or the third day, or the 15th, and the 10th time. That's the Balabhati Shalaji. Okay, again, there's like nowadays, unfortunately, right? During the morning, that they. Decided that the cow that died from mad cow disease didn't die from mad cow disease. He died from a heart attack when he saw the church was coming with a mad cow.
but they worried about Mac Tavizins. So they sampled. Right? The last year, from the tens of millions of towels that were disrupted, they sampled 24,000 towels. Okay? That's a statistical system of sampling. That's called sampling. A drug company puts out pills. Pills are active drug in them. Right. And you hope that each pill has the same amount of drug in them. So what did it do? And the statisticians worked out a system. From every 1,000 bottles, they take out one bottle. From every one bottle, they take out 100 pills. Right? And they sample 100 pills. And with that, they're marking 200 million pills that go down the chute. That's how you have to look at this thing. Chazal asked there should be a sampling during the 7 days. That's why. But if you have a concept, like the Shem mentioned, of any sofa, I need to count, then only that's why the sheet is at hold. No. After 1 and 7. Because 1 and 7 gives me a count. Without 1 and 7, I don't have a count.
By doing it the third day, would you save her time? Like, for example, let's say she did it 1 and 7. So maybe she had blood any day in between, and she's finding that blood. So now when you do it the third day, you found it, you're solitaire, then you do this Hapsik Tahara again and start counting. Instead of waiting till 7, that would make her waste a couple days, that possibly the blood was already there and she didn't find it until the 7th day.
No, we go with the same
Chazoke, Hasuyu Lishanos, we rely on the same concept. If she made a bdika on the third day and calmed down, and then that day she was Nisak Tahara, made a digit 2 hours later, and everything was okay, and then she counts day 4 is number 1.
Day 4 is number 1, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if she waited till the day 7 to make the
Then why should she wait till day 7?
I'm just saying, if she did, it would not save her time. I'm just trying to save her time.
But to wait day 7, the chances are she wouldn't find anything, but she's further away from the needed period.
But let's say, can she bleed, let's say, day 4, and let it stay in her vaginal canal, and then find it day 7?
Continue the piece of children. Veine yechola litvo bishvi. Right? I skipped that line for you. I in sifro b'tshuva study Yehuda kinyan zim kochav. Dafke rishon shvi bina. Avol en botke der moshe berishon b'shlishi lo mahane veine yechola litvo bishvi. B'machka shuv lo botke ar asiri ein biyoda el asiri. Avol en botke achakach b'tshi. Right? Tovela Serev, the Dal Yo Echa Mihoche, Hare Bidika Gimel, the test Nechshav Rishon Shvi. Vatila Botka Bishmini, the Heinish Botka Berishon of Bishlishi Bishmini, Tovela Bishmini, Lerev, Mustaref Hashmini, and Marisha. Avshay Bishmini, Larish and Yosem Meheyomim, Hashishim itself for Mansha. Zemuchart, Imlo Botka, Berisho, at the Echa Yomim, I'm sorry, Mushi, Lomahane, Dokabosha Kosov Dobin Borgo. Just to get it straight, this is a shayla. I don't know why. Something's going on in the Eretz Yisrael. But I average 2 or 3 such shaylas a year from Eretz Yisrael. I made a bedikah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A Yom Shvi, maybe he was sick, if he got a doctor, or this. The reason why it happened. They make a big of Yom Shvi. So he told her, you have to start counting again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Counting again.
That's a slow.
We never said that. We said you just have to, the next day
to be able to give. Put together, someone has a sack, a homer like that, you have to give a moko. That's a very good view. It's an example. I was voting like 1 and 3, and then voting 8. fine. So you wait again. So 8 to 7. You're waiting 9, so 9 to 7. Right. The advantage of having the three there, though, is you see the big tshuva, he didn't like the idea of going 3 days without a bedikya. Since Chazal b'choshesh, that's the time for here. So 3 days is a long time to go without a bedikya. So you always ask, most likely, am I sure I got the 1, 3, and 7? So there shouldn't be 2 days without a bedikya. But if you miss 7, then 8 becomes 7. No big deal. Okay?
He doesn't seem to be saying that she has to start again. He can go on the 8th night, right? But who then? How did they get there? How did they?
Because of the Russian, you see, the other ones, Ein Lo Ella, whoever says it, Ein Lo Ella Yom. Chi Bilvat, what do we have it here? Yeah. Avon in Bodka, in Dala, in Bodka, Bechol Hazayin, Ub Yom Hachrini Bodka, Motsa Tehova, right? Ein Leila Yom Ches Bilvat, Um Hashem Esolov. Now why? Before he said, if she makes only one bedikah, ela bodka b'chol ha'shu, ela pamachas, lo shem bodka yom rishon, shel shiva yom shvi, im be'echad me'amtsoen, me'achad she bodka b'yom she koidem ha'shvi, all along, 7 days. Avalon bodka b'chol ha'zayin, u b'yom shvi in bodka, u motza tohra, ein lele yom ches b'vav. Why? So that's, see, that yom, 7 days belong to the first hefzer
tala.
And 8 days doesn't belong to the first hefzer tala. See, that's not all over here. That's how he has it. That's it. Shlomo bought for cloud. Right.
Is that how he passed in him?
No.
Okay, so if she doesn't have Sektara, without a Melchatachuk, then if she doesn't do all 7 days, and only on the 8th day, she can go to the...
We pass in Yom Lishon and Yom Eish. Yom Lishon and Yom Tachuk. Yom Lishon has to have.
Yom Lishon.
Not Mekul, not Yom Lishon.
But if she did the Melch, then she has Yom Lishon.
That's the advantage.
But
there, but now, I feel she take a deep kick, and we'll go with it. Okay? What's Avi's taking
Avelis?
Is Avelis going on?
Yoredea.
Huh? Yoredea. What are you up to today? Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Hey, obvious. Let's move what I want to get to Yud Aleph quickly. Bodka atzma biyom she paska meliros. Boys, before anything, next Tuesday I won't wait to give a shiur. I have to be in Baltimore. The medical report in the morning, and I have to be in Baltimore in the evening. And then he started arming my son with a pillow. I got a little bit of the rush of it. In fact, the next time we go to meet on Tuesday the 30th, you won't meet. That's Wednesday. We'll miss one
share. Try to make it up to you if necessary. All right.
But God from Yom Shabbos Yom Liros Motzit Tmeya Bot Kalach Asher Shedon Yom Im Motzit Tahora Harei Zeh Becheskas Tmeya Ad Shetirsak B'Tahara She'Ola Mein Soferes And She'Didrak In Poska Was Mon In Lamachos. What are you saying there? She made a bedik and found dam. Made a bedik 3 days later and everything was okay. So what does she say? But. I got a chazok here.
I never see dam more than 5 days. Therefore, I made a bedikah on the 4th day, I found down. Make a better example. I made a bedikah on the 5th, I made a bedikah on the 6th day, I found down. But it never happened that I should be a leader, I should have dam on the 7th and 8th day. Therefore, Yediyah is like Eidus. That's not true. There are three places where Chazal said, we don't go with Chazal. It's all the three Yedikos. Yedikas Isha, Yedikas Sakin, Yedikas Chom. What's the last time? When was the last time you found an old cheese sandwich under the bed? You look under the bed, you look in all the drawers, floors, it's not going to be a piece of a I say, ah, come on, this closet, you don't put it up in this closet, don't do it. If the room is a cheddar, so it's a piece of a then every part of the room is highly deep. That's in other words, there are three empiric proofs required, three times the empiric proofs required. Other times, all Chazokia was adequate beer, right? But not in these places. Dika Sakin, a shepherd shepherd with a knife, didn't have to shoot there as a Mahaloche. He checked the knife, no beer, put it in a velvet lined case. Right? He picks it up following morning, wants to go chef. Let's make him Dika Sakin. Next. Kol b'dikos elu, b'en b'dikos hefzik tara, b'en b'dikos kol shivet, so liyos b'beget pishta lovan, yoshan o sema gefen, o with sema lovan oki. Now sema gefen, I want you to know, was once very popular. Before the mikvahs went into business of selling b'dika cloths, the preferred
method of making b'dika was to buy a roll. People don't see it anymore. Everyone had it. A roll of woven cotton. Does anyone know? So you had a roll of woven cotton?
Yeah.
What? Wrapped in what? Wrapped in what?
It's like the paper.
Wrapped in a blue paper. That's the sibling. Always wrapped in a blue paper. A roll. A roll. Johnson & Johnson. It's a roll. And in the old days, you run to the king of the ear, you pull both a piece of cotton. Wrapped it around a toothpick, and you clean your ear. Nowadays, after a bit, everything is done for you. This Russian fellow who comes in from Russia, and they tell him that, see, that he's thirsty, the machine. Just put a coin in the machine, and a cup will come out, all ready to take everything taken care of. It's all coin. Throws a coin in, and this time the cup doesn't come out. And the Coca-Cola goes right down into the drain. Even drinking for you here. they do everything to you. You're very glad of soap. And the cleanest, this came a sterile roll, the cleanest, whitest, most comfortable material for making medical with absorbent cotton. When we rip off a strip of Zohar cotton, it's very thick, you broke it in half, this way, like this with cowhide, right? And wrap that around the pinky. Yeah, and it worked very well. And I always just think, but it's going to fray, a piece will come off of it. No. It's a very, very good system, but then our women in the Funokos, these cloths there.
So, in that case, would you say that the cotton also has to be wet and patted down and just rip it off?
But it doesn't have to.
That's fine to strip it off.
The cotton very, very soft. Good material to use. Most of my early shinings on the Nikos always present this. That's how the women taught their children, their daughters. That's what you use. That was standard to be used. Next.
ורק תכניסנה באוסו מקום בעומק לחורים ולסדוקים עד מקום שהשם הסדוש, which is not possible. ותראה, אם יש בו שומר האדמומיוס, לא שתכניסו מעט לקנח עצמו, אבל אם יקשה בעיניה מאוד להכניסו כל כך בעומק, לפחות בדיקה של יום הפסק קרא, או בדיקה של ראשון מהשיבו, תהיינה עד מקום שהשם הסדוש. And that I want you to know is caused much anguish to women who, or Shema, women are disciplined women, they follow the halacha. It's not possible to fulfill that requirement. Achat Shema Josh, meaning they contort themselves to reach mamish almost near to the cervix. And that's very difficult. A doctor is a wise guy. He lays a woman down and he puts a woman's legs in a stirrup and pulls her knees all the way up past her ears. And then he can make a bidike that goes up to the cervix. But for a woman for herself to require her to do that is just really not possible. And that's what the halacha is. She's ad mokom she'efsha, period. The length of her fingers, so women have longer fingers, shorter fingers, it's all good. However you do it, it's fine. Then it also came the bidike shem rishon, tasa pamachas kain bidike shayav. Mi ubidyevid. Listen carefully. Im lo osa kein klal, rak shabot gasma yofa b'churin zokim bo mekheitev, kifi kocha, afa pish lo gier lamokom shisham ajos, sagila. Got it?
As you said before. As you mentioned before.
Hasume bodeke satsmo, umare lechavo etfoseo. I think I have it. End of one of these things here he has that I gave you. Give you a charesh stone. There's something there. I didn't mean to give that whole thing, but it touches on it. Yeah, it's there. Hold it. Might as well mark that off too. On Daf Reish, as a Din Cheret Shuresh, that's called the Big Machlokes. How we treat a mute deaf individual today. In time of the Gemara, he had no das, no nemonis. Hachereshe Shemaas Seine Medaberes, O Medaberes Seine Shemaas, Haren Kepikos. Avram Eino Shemaas, Veinu Medaberes, V'chein HaShotel, Shnitzvah Dakter Machos Holi, Tzrichos Pikos Livdok Osan, V'kvo Olam Besos, Eshtienem Metos Abaleim. Hukvo Olam Veset, Arayin Kishal Kon Roshem, V'hukvo V'choshim, V'shoshim Yom, V'shoshim Yom, V'der Adei Pikos. What is he telling you? That a mute deaf has no nemonis, no das, to make a bedika properly. Therefore, she has to go into a nurse, to go into a midwife, whenever it's towards the end of a cycle, and the midwife checks her out, makes the bidika for her. So, however, a sumo, a blind woman, no problem. She makes the bidika, but she can't see what came out. She just showed it to someone to see. The idea of treating a deaf mute as an incompetent caused great machlokes, and you read that in the tshuva, we'll get to it. It's there. Yeah, several places on Chayesh, and it doesn't back off that. Even though we've learned how to communicate with them, we learn how to educate them, but they never can be brought up to the level you feel of independent judgment. That requires social exposure. And since their social exposure or their social interactions are so limited, therefore, in Halacha, as the Gemara reports it, that a cheresh shotel chatan, those together, is an effect today as well. Despite the advances in being able to educate these childish individuals, I had a Rebbe in Yankee Yosef, he used to say, the Minchas Chinuch
Pamalia, the Minchas Chinuch and his escorts. Who are the escorts in the Minchas Chinuch? Chere Shoyt and Gotham Tumtum and Doigas. Why? Every mitzvah, he uses that foil to test you. How would it be in the case of Chere Shoyt and Gotham Tumtum and Doigas? Yeah. The Minchas Chinuch and Pamalia Shalom. Escort, the normal retinue of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. He should shemar believe that ben b'meis firosa ben yom shel orosa v'hen arize b'shabachas av v'shesha v'esed kavua. Right? Unusual psaka doesn't put much emphasis. Much difficulty to manage that, but it's a big chidush meaning, because the Rishonim argue, well, that's only the Taros. The Mishnah is called Yad, Amar, Belid, Rosh, Mareis, and Mishpachas. That's what Gizman and Levitum are the Taro. But the Bible or not, he says, though, the Mishnah, the Chabal, and other Rishonim learn, that the Mishnah applies to Bein the Bava, Bein the Taros.
I just
didn't have to
confuse
what?
Of just getting back to Chareshas for a second.
Yeah.
But are there some Poskim who say that nowadays with education that they can be trusted?
Yeah, it's all they've been arguing with him on this on the city. They came out from Ismail or somebody there, but, and I think Rabbi Bright has been pushing that notion that Chareshas is not a Balmum.
Consider him a second-class citizen.
The mention what the Rav just mentioned before is that over there where we have a woman who doesn't have the best of Kavua, the Machlokas, he's going obviously like the Rav of Rabbeinu Hananel that basically require Vedika because you're not only saying when she's doing the Tahara. In other words, we Shamshes Besa. Okay,
next. Hashiv and Akiyim Tzorach Liyos Gatsufim Shlotir Adam Behem Shimrosa dam apilu besof yom ashvi sasra kol hayomim utzrich livsog betahara balachza v'lim noshi v'likir. Okay, fellas, on this one here, I'm reserving for a later time when we have more time to explain to you a shita that my shver held that a stira b'yom shvii can be treated differently than a stira earlier. He's willing to consider, I won't go into more detail now, that she should be considered a zava ktana, and should be shomer shom keneged yom, and allow her to go to mikveh a day later. Only b'yom shvi. Right? Because yom shvi, she's vadai after the
nearly 7 days
when
she
stopped. You may need them.
It's
right?
Also really after, even after needing.
So she's vada in the Yudalaf Yom, they need the Linida. Right? She's vada in the Yume Ziva. Right? Acharasa Yom, they need the Linida. And she waits 12 days. Minute five and seven, right?
So that is the seventh day from the time Nida begins from the outset of Nida. So she's vaday, not bimei nidusa. She's vaday bimei ziva. She wants to treat her like a zavak tana. Right? She saw one, so she will make a hesed tara that night. Wait a whole night, whole day the tara. Maybe it makes the best make two bidikas the following day. And if okay, she will wait for that night. That's only shayet biyom shvi. Because then she's vaday in the period of time they
Is it also, Rabbi,
you found? Yeah.
is it also that because she probably has had already shiva nakiya vidyaved, even though
is that she, on the holidays, she cannot be a nida. She's going to be a zoko.
Because when the onset of nida occurs, she's automatically in yemei.
Then, and she waited 12 days. Minimum 12 days, 5 and 7. Right? In front of the 5 wives. So therefore, she can only be in yemei zibosa.
But does yemei nida always reset yemei? Does it always cancel out of the rest of the zibos?
What do you mean?
She's a nida. She starts being a nida. So now she's automatically a nida and not a yemei zibos anymore?
No, because what we did is we treated her
right,
as a zava, but we know she's a nida.
Right.
Right? But because sometimes she'll see, like it happens, that she saw on the 14th day or the 15th day, which is amazing, she'll see 3 days, she'll be a zava gedola, and she'll be shibbilikim. Therefore, they require shibbilikim right away. Yeah. But it doesn't deny that she cannot. The fact that she cannot be a leader, except for the Rambam, which we discovered, who has the leader from the Rishi and the puberty. Okay? Yeah.
I just want to say, the Tchilas Rabbanim was that if the mix up between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva,
right.
That let's say she sees and it's really Dam Tahor, and then she sees on the seventh day what she thinks is Nida, and it's really, yeah, that's really Dam Tame, and
yeah.
Then the Shiva and the Kiya make up for that period of time.
I'm not Dam Tahor, Dam Tame, because it's just confused accounts.
We're saying that in that case, though, it's possible all that was Dam Tahor that she counted is really Dam Tame the last day.
Okay.
So she's out of that cycle.
Right.
Right, okay.
Next.
Thank you very much.
The Ramah here is important. Here comes a business with 3 days. If you think back, we discussed it, we made reference to it once before. I told you the Marabrahu, right, would not accept the first 3 days. Marabrahu, after 3 days, would be acceptable. Chapman Sodom allows Marabrahu, you probably have the Chapman Sodom, not the first 3 days.
You mean darker than the chestnut brown?
Yeah?
Darker than the chestnut
brown. No. Those browns that are kosher, the chestnut brown, which I don't have with me. I showed someone, I have left my chestnuts in my valise. Say what chestnut brown is. Yeah. Now, those brown colors, which were mati, and were mati only after the third day.
So it have to be lighter. It have to be lighter than that.
No, even there. I mean, in order to be martel, yes, that would be like that would be martel. Gel will martel. Zoho will not martel the first 3 days. I'll show you. I think remember giving pink gold, white gold, yellow gold, and passing for pink gold. Okay. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Yes, Omrim, the Beshoshi Yom Roshon, the Shmei Sfira, Emotza Kesem, Ain't tolen also the hockey kosher tolen shark summit and the gimel yom rishon and tzichin yis nikiyim the gambling. Aber achak hadin the kishar keset mechay nogin. Dafki keset choice of the kigris, of course. The kigris for od. Aber pochit the kigris for od. Of course, tolen the kina feel the gimel rishon and fine. Ho adin him hoyle makke begufo vi adashim osidam osidam. That's also tolen I feel the biyesa the kigris the od. אלא שמקים שאומר ליקוס במקו שאני ידוע שמוציא אדם או בשאר דבורם שתלינם בקסם כמו אל אל. או בשוק של תבוכים או שעד המקו אין את מקו לא נאמר את מוציא אדם. So if it were a בדיקו, we're not going to be מקו לה. On a קסם will be מקו לה, שעד המקו, it could be מוציא אדם, but upon them we're willing to be told it. That's only after 3 days. But told you, Magomim, we're not told it except on something which is either pachas mikigis, which is not a kesem, right? For the halacha kesem, right? Or it is a mako sheyoda shematzi adam. Then of course, then you're told it doesn't. It's mabara the suffix.
close enough to go.
Okay, we'll just start you at Aleph, and then we have most of the tshuvas I gave you refer to when we can reduce the time that was assigned for Poleta Shechva Zera before she can start to count Hashem Nikiim, under what conditions will we allow you to be maker on those. Gave out a tshuva early. Shiva Syomim, the Shiva Nikiim are immutable, right? Irreducible. Never allow a kuli in the Shiva Syomim. In the 5 days, we talk, we allow to talk business. We allow to make deals. Under certain circumstances, right? Shas Atrak, which will be defined, right? We allow you, if she could start counting her Shiva Nikiim before 5 days pass, after 4 days or after 3 days, right, then we are willing to let her count, so that in the case of a woman who is infertile because she's missing the ovulation time by 1 day, then in these cases, often that's due because she has a shorter cycle, usually has a shorter bleeding cycle, and that's usually a simple etzah to be matar to start a shiva nikiyim after 4 days or even after 3 days. Yes.
That was the tshuva about the Masula, down the Masula, right, Rebbe?
Wait a 1 second. Jump to Yud Gimel, give you the balance. Ha'isha sheshim shemitosa v'rosa achakach. She had relations, and a few hours later, she saw dam. So she's vaday in a state of poleta shechvazera. Right? You with us? Tekaneach yofa yofa usamokam b'mocho b'begel haftikol azera otirzem v'em yifut az azera. It's out again. I skipped the line. V'rotzo lisvo meyom mochos, right? Riyoso. And she wants to start counting Shiva Nikiyim because she saw only 1 day. Therefore, Tekaneach yofa yofa. What is he telling you? That a zera of poleta shechvazera, therefore we're afraid, and again, refresh your memory, poleta shechvazera knocks off the day, is not so silly, the minyan shiva. So that if she started to count 1, 2, 3, poleta shechvazera, the next day should be 3, not 4. You lose that day. It's ain't no old little minyan shiva, but it's not so serious. Right? But she'll end up going to mikvah too early. Therefore, they made the Gzera 4 days of Poleta Shechvazera, and because of Sofi Ben Ashmoshos, you see, the more we add a 5th day. But that's a reality. If you look in the Rosh Hanida, he says, he's referring to a woman who's sick, and Shocheves Halavita. She's lying flat on her back from the time she had relations with her husband, she hasn't been out of bed. That's how you pay the Poleta Shechvazera. But if a woman engages in normal physical activity, the Poleta Shechvazera occurs in the first few hours, that's all. But you have, that's the basis for playing around with the 5 days. You have a Rosh that says, you have a Machaber that says, I'll douche. You tell the woman, take a douche. Better than to try to wash it out with, clean it out with a piece of cloth, right? You take a douchebag, you know what that is? Not that, you know, an airbag. Yeah. And they have like an enema bag, a little one that women use for personal hygiene sometimes. Some people are for no close to that after the menstrual cycle. They want to wash everything out. So they wash things out. Not a good idea. That's one area where you're not supposed to touch around too much.
Kadosh Baruch Hu made it a self-cleaning area, and every time you mess things around there, you upset our natural balance of pH, a certain bacteria there that keep out other bad bacteria. The lactobacilli are there, and they're there, they keep out the E. coli from the intestinal tract. Yeah. So that's, and when you mess up by washing things out, so sometimes you have to give that answer when you have trouble getting the clean liquid. Occasionally, okay, but routinely, it's not a good idea. Nevertheless, we have an answer. So, in other words, the Zayda was not made to move. That's the important thing. When the Halachit records the Zayda and not a low flu, or Hashem, then you have a little bit of data. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up again next on Wednesday.
If you don't mind checking in.
Tuesday?
I won't be in on Tuesday. First.